The last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You all come back from the
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Dozens of tornadoes spawned by Hurricane Milton have hit South Florida. One of them killed at least six people in Spanish Lakes Country Club Village near Fort Pierce. WPEC-TV's Luli Ortiz is there.
There's still downed power lines and just a huge mess left behind in so many communities. We rode along with a state trooper to Portofino Shores and Spanish Lakes Country Club Village, where responders are still assessing the damage.
They all got hit by the same tornado. It was pretty massive.
For Sergeant Thomas Corey with the Florida Highway Patrol, driving through utter destruction across St. Lucie County communities still takes his breath away.
Milton is blamed for at least 17 deaths. Nearly 2 million people remain without power following the hurricane. CBS's Rob Marciano is in West Palm Beach, where 50,000 workers are pitching.
Those 50,000 workers come across 43 states plus Canada. They've restored power to over a million customers, and the power companies say that they'll be measuring the restoration time in days rather than months or weeks.
Former President Trump making bold promises out on the campaign trail.
My message to every service worker in Las Vegas and Reno is this. If you vote for me, inflation will end. Your taxes will be cut massively. Your wages will skyrocket. Your savings and pensions will soar.
Trump spoke in Reno, Nevada. Vice President Harris campaigned in Scottsdale yesterday at an Arizona Republicans for Harris event.
Those people who fight for democracy, who fight for freedom, who fight for a life in which they can have opportunity. They hold us up and they hold us out as a model.
Boeing says it plans to cut 10% of its workforce, or about 17,000 positions globally, as a machinist strike continues. KIRO-TV's Madeline Ottoli reports.
S&P has placed Boeing on credit watch negative, with the likelihood its credit rating could drop by the end of the year.
The company being downgraded is a signal that the company's ability to pay its debt is decreasing.
The company also faces production delays, but on the picket line, the goal has never been clearer.
We're fighting till the end. Either we'll get a good contract, or maybe Boeing gets what they want and all the experience leaves and retires.
Hundreds gathered in central Tel Aviv's Hostage Square in Yom Kippur to pray for Israeli hostages kidnapped on October 7th.
We say that we are sorry for things that have happened in the last year and ask for forgiveness from our friends.
Yom Kippur is the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
At Boot Barn, we're driven by everything the cowboy boot stands for. The reliable communities of the West, the hardened values of the cowboy, and the unshakable spirit of all who lead a tenacious lifestyle. Justin boots capture these Western ideals in every pair. They're handcrafted boots. boots are an invitation into the continuing story of the West, open to all who dream of untamed lands and endless western skies. Justin Boots at Boot Barn.
Some good advice in Florida post-Hurricane Milton. Beware of the gators.
Many of Florida's estimated 1.3 million alligators are emerging from deep water after sensing a barometric pressure drop ahead of the hurricane and going under. They're turning up in flooded streets, backyards, even inside homes. One was caught on video on a porch in Tampa. The Wall Street Journal says another lunged at a car tire as a driver slogged through high water in North Fort Myers. Now, wildlife experts are warning people to leave the gators alone. Even though they aren't looking to eat humans, if they feel threatened, they'll bite. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Tesla has unveiled its long-awaited robo-taxi at Hollywood Studio, although the fans of the electric vehicle maker will have to wait until at least 2026 before they are available to the public. The Cybercab, by the way, doesn't have any steering wheels or pedals. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm this evening. We'll see a high near 61 today. For tonight, showers and storms, lows around 52. Showers are likely on Sunday with a high near 62. It will be breezy out of the west, up to 25 miles per hour.
Right now, it's 58.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. Love, well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above. You. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not free.
diamonds on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
superstition anyway.
Work, 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 will you drive me crazy? Work, work, until the little bit
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Apparently sensing an existential threat to their power, Idaho GOP leaders are pulling every lever to defeat an open primaries and ranked choice voting citizen initiative. The measure would allow over 275,000 independent voters to have their voices heard in primaries and offer more choices to voters. Proposition 1 would repeal a 2023 law prohibiting ranked choice voting in Idaho, establish a top four open primary system, and use ranked choice voting to ensure the winner among the four candidates receives a 50% plus one majority. Over 97,000 qualifying signatures were delivered in July. Since then, the state attorney general filed a suit to invalidate the signatures, claiming they misrepresented the proposition to voters. That suit was dismissed. Then, Secretary of State Phil McCrane quoted a scare tactic cost of $25 to $40 million to implement ranked choice voting, citing the replacement of the state's ballot tabulators. Idahoans for Open Primary cites the state of Maine's implementation for less than $500,000. Governor Brad Little publicly opposed it September 27th. Then October 1st, Republican House Speaker Mike Moyle told the Idaho Capital Sun that the legislature would likely amend or repeal the measure if voters approved it. Six other states, plus D.C., vote on similar measures in November. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Bringing the House of Pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes, inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin hits the road to take on the Scarlet Knights. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN. Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hey!
can do about it.
Sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. you can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Afternoon. jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping and you, a brown eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown, cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. Just to sing, sha la 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 la.
WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I am a very busy working mom. And you know what I avoided doing for far too long? Getting my money organized, making sure my family knows where everything is, and what they can do if, God forbid, something happens to me and I can't manage my own money. The Securities and Exchange Commission, of all places, recommends these steps. Organize all your important documents, keep them up to date, put them in one place. Number two, tell your trusted family or a trusted friend where to find all your accounts and assets. Ideally, give one of them a copy of that list. And lastly, if you've got a financial professional, make sure they know your emergency contacts. It's not rocket surgery, but sometimes it's hard to sit down and do this stuff. I hope this reminder helps. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Bye. shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this world is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love the sugar. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails and then I twitch all my thumbs. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. And this group is just great balls of fire. You like I love the sugar. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. That you're mine, that you're mine. I quit on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, this is great balls of fire.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. At least 17 deaths are blamed on Hurricane Milton, and some 1.7 million people in Florida are still without power. But people are pulling together. WPEC-TV's Jim Grimes reports from Port Salerno.
Come on, come here.
There you guys go.
All of this?
Yeah, all of it.
These are not strangers handing out food and water. These are volunteers from nearby communities. It's a small gesture. But for Devin Gore, who's lost everything, this kind of help goes a long way.
That's one thing about this town of Port Salerno. Everybody pretty much sticks together, and we're close. We're